Hello, welcome to another episode of Shitty History with Angie Bell. We took a brief little 2-week hiatus from recording, and now we're back. We are back, and we are ready to shove some more shitty history down your fucking throat. Are you ready for this shit? Are you ready for this fucking shit? I hope so. I hope so. Because you know what we're going to be talking about today? Some creepy crawlies, spiders. We're gonna be talking about arachnophobia. And if you feel uncomfortable with that, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Now that that's out of the way, arachnophobia. It's an extreme or irrational fear of spiders and other 8-legged arachnids like scorpions. Did you fucking know that a scorpion was basically a spider with a pointy tail? I did not. I did not fucking know that shit. We learned something new today. If you did know, props to you. Good for you, bitch ass A student. Nobody gives a fuck about you knowing shit. If you know shit, you don't need to be at Shitty History. Because this is for people who don't know shit and don't give a fuck about if the shit that they're learning is factual. Or, you know, checked by more sources than Wikipedia or one website only. This is for those people. This is for those people who get their news from Wikipedia or learn things from Wikipedia. You don't get news from Wikipedia. Okay, arachnophobia. The word comes from the Greek words arachne, which means spider, and phobos, which means fear. Clearly, they were just lacking in originality there. Fucking Greeks not knowing how to be original. I mean, sure, they had all those gods, and they had Mount Olympus, and they had all those other things, but they couldn't come up with anything better than arachnophobia, bitches. Arachnophobia can be caused by a traumatic spider-induced experience, or it can be an evolutionary response. In my notes, I wrote ... maybe, because that's not completely true. Nobody knows if it's really an evolutionary response. Well, I mean, it makes sense for it to be an evolutionary response. But the way most of these little articles or whatever were written, they make it seem like, well, there's no proof that it's an evolutionary response. But bitch, if you was in a tribe, because there were tribes back evolutionary times, if you were in a tribe and you saw a spider bite a bitch and that bitch died the next day, and you keep seeing bitches get bit by spiders and them bitches dying, you would be afraid of spiders. And that fear will trickle down to your children, to whoever else, because y'all gonna keep seeing bitches dying from these spider bites. Okay? So why wouldn't it be evolutionary? That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. But I mean, right now, like 90% of the spiders, is that true? Is that a right percentage? I don't fucking know. But 90% of the spiders, they have fucking, the bites aren't lethal, or they have like anti-venom for that shit. Yep, 90%. It's amazing. At least 90%. I mean, just don't go to fucking Brazil or Australia, because those spiders over there will fucking murder your ass. That's where, just never go to. I want to go to Australia, but most of the deadliest fucking insects and animals and shit on the planet are in Australia and Brazil. So I might go one day when I'm just feeling reckless and I'm like, I don't give a fuck about my life. Let's go and try not to get bitten and die or lose a leg or be paralyzed by some goddamn spiders. Or it can be caused by a traumatic spider experience. That makes sense too. Like if you got bit by a spider and your arm fell off, you would be afraid. You would be afraid of all spiders. You wouldn't want to fuck with those motherfuckers. Not one bit. Now, I can't talk about arachnophobia without talking about the movie by the same name, Arachnophobia. That shit had Jeff Daniels and John Goldman in it. Now, I saw this movie once. I don't remember either of those motherfuckers being in it. Jeff Daniels, kinda. But all I know is that motherfuckers kept ending up in a hospital. And after I saw that movie, I was afraid to sit down and use the toilet because somebody got bit in the ass and they had to go to the hospital. I was afraid to put on my slippers and all of my shoes because somebody put on their house shoes and a spider bit their foot and had to go to the hospital. Like, even today, sometimes I will shake my shoe out because I don't fucking trust that shit, you know? I was afraid of a lot of shit because I was afraid to just sit down. Because you could sit down on the couch and a spider will come and just bite your ass and now you gotta go to the hospital. So I was afraid for a while. And that movie came out in 1990. I wasn't born. I was born 2 years later. I saw that movie, like, I think I was, I'm gonna say like 11 or 12 when I saw that shit. And it had me fucked up for a while. Now as an adult, I've seen clips of it and I'm just like, how the fuck was I afraid of this shit? Like, I tend to be afraid of things that can actually happen. Like, I don't fuck with none of them Paranormal Activity movies because that shit, I believe in ghosts. I'm not inviting them niggas into my house. Fuck that. Fuck that shit. But yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say about arachnophobia. Now I want to talk to y'all about my war with the spiders. Now, as a kid, I want to say I was about 13. Me and my brother moved in with my dad and my stepmom. The room they put me in was like a spare bedroom that there was like a computer in there. They didn't really use that room. Filled with fucking spiders. So you know what I did when I got there? I sat my ass down on the floor, went over to the corner, like where all the spiders were congregating. And I had a conversation with those motherfuckers. This is a true story. I did this shit because I'm fucking crazy. But I went over there, I sat down next to the spiders, and I proceeded to tell them, like, hey, y'all don't fuck with me, I won't fuck with you. Y'all stay in your corner, stay out of the way, don't come near my bed, don't come near me, I won't kill you. I won't fucking kill you. And while we lived in that house, I didn't get bit by a spider once. Not once. Not fucking once. They understood. I didn't kill none of them. They didn't kill none of me. We were cool. And when other people were trying to fuck with the spiders, I was like, don't fuck with the spiders, bruh. They ain't doing shit. Leave the spiders alone. Y'all about to get me bit by fucking up my truce. You feel me? Then we moved. And when we moved, I found some spiders and I had the same conversation with those niggas. And I did get like a year later, I got bit by a spider. But I chalked it up to like, this must have been a new nigga. He didn't understand that there was a truce going on and that he wasn't supposed to bite me. So I went and I told them bitches, I'm like, I will murder all of y'all if y'all come and fucking bite me again. Never got bit again. Never got bit again. So I proceeded to do that. Talk to the goddamn spiders and make sure we were on the same page. Now, 15. A lot of years later, me and these spiders have been in an on-again, off-again battle in my apartment. I live alone, and let's just say a few months ago was the first phase of this war. One of those motherfuckers was in my bed, and I murdered him, and then I went around the room and murdered every single one of them. Except for one. I had to leave one alive so he knew what the fuck happened and wouldn't come for me. And you know what else I did? I left all those dead spider bodies just everywhere so they knew. Don't fuck with her. Don't go anywhere near that bed. Don't go near that bed. Don't move. Don't move. Get the fuck out of this room. And like, they're like to the point where I opened my bedroom door and I was about to walk down the hallway and there was a spider there. That nigga turned around. That's a true story too. He turned around and started walking the other way. And I was like, nigga, you better walk the other way. You don't come near this room. I'll fuck you up. He understood. He knew he was gonna die if he came in here. And after that, didn't have no problems. They understood. Then a couple days ago, I'm about to go to bed. Like, that's the worst time these motherfuckers can start moving around, because then I get paranoid. Oh, I dropped my phone off my lap. I'm sitting in a tall Cowboys director's chair, and that shit just slid off my lap. Anyways, yeah, at night is the worst time for a motherfucker to be, like, wandering around, especially on the walls. Don't do that shit. Don't be in my line of sight when I'm about to get into bed, because then I'm not gonna go to sleep. I'm just gonna watch you and see where the fuck you are and make sure I'm not about to get bit. So I'm about to go to bed. This is about 3-4 days ago, and I saw a spider starting to crawl up the wall, and I'm like, this bitch, and it was a big ass one too. I was like, oh no, fuck this shit. So I went, grabbed my shoe, murdered that bitch. Well, he almost got away, but I got his ass and left his body there. And I swear, the next day I came into my room, there was another spider sitting, like, just standing next to the dead body. I'd never seen that before. I'd never seen another spider go hang out and mourn the death of one of the spiders. Like, I didn't think they really gave a fuck, because, you know, spider bitches, like, will bite the head off of other spiders and shit. Like, they be murdering each other. But this one, this is the first time I saw this shit. And there was a spider, like, just a couple inches away, just sitting there. I came in a room, I saw that shit, and I was like, damn, that's crazy. And I left. And when I came back, it was gone. I checked the room to make sure she wasn't around my bed. I'm assuming it's a she. Made sure she wasn't around my bed. And I went to sleep. But now I'm on high alert. Like, I saw one of them motherfuckers on the ceiling when I was sitting in the living room. I'm like, this bitch gonna fall on me. And then I look back up, nigga was gone. So right now we are in a, I'm on high alert. I haven't gotten bitten yet, but I feel like retaliation for murdering that spider is on the way. And when it comes, I'm gonna be fucking prepared. I got bug spray next to my bed. Them motherfuckers will die. They better not come for me. They better not come for me. This has been my war with the spiders. And this is all 100% true. I definitely did, when I was younger, talk to the spiders. My brother would make fun of me, but I never got bit, and he understood that shit. Like, I do have wars with the spiders. It happens. It has been happening. Right now, I'm in the middle of a battle, the battle of 2021, and I don't know when it'll be over. I don't know when it'll be over, but if I end up paralyzed or some shit, then you know one of these spiders got my ass. They brought their poisonous friend and got the fuck out of my ass. So, don't fuck with the spiders unless you're prepared to battle to the death. Just don't fucking do it, bruh. You're welcome for that. Thanks for listening to Shitty History. I hope you learned a little bit more about Angie Bell, and, I mean, you're welcome. And I'll catch y'all motherfuckers next week. Keep it shitty. Ooh, keep it shitty. Am I gonna start signing things off like that? I think so. Keep it shitty, motherfuckers. I'll see y'all next week. Oh, shit. I keep forgetting. I'm looking at the camera and ending the thing on the goddamn camera and not ending it on the computer. Okay. All right. We're doing this. Sorry about that. Catch y'all next week.